Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. But today, we have an extra hour. We're on till 9 o'clock this morning. Two-hour show. Our second hour, we're going to have Kevin Hefner from Historic Autograph Company taking questions about autographs and other type of collectibles. Kevin did, he's been in the collectible field for years, ever since he was a little kid. He's been collecting and was telling me yesterday, not only autographs, he's been in all types of memorabilia. So he'll be on the second hour.
His Civil War product's coming out soon. Can't wait to see that. That's going to be amazing.
I think it's October, and he's going to be at the National, So he's going to talk about his booth there. He's not the only guy at the National. Bill Huggins, when are you heading out, today or tomorrow for the National?
Ricky's driving out today, and I'm flying out tomorrow. So, yeah, we'll be there Tuesday through Sunday.
Very good. And I take it you've already got some meetings set up with Chicagoans who have collectibles for your Huggins and Scott auctions.
Yes, those Chicagoans are definitely coming through for us.
They're a good group, us Chicagoans.
That's right, we are.
Is that in the dictionary somewhere?
Us Chicagoans, I think that's in there somewhere. Now, Huggins and Scott auction bidding for the August auction bidding begins tomorrow. This is a monster auction going on here. One of the items, through this two-hour time period, I'll be mixing in some of the items some of the cooler items that are going. And leading off here, this one is really something else. The Billy Southworth St. Louis Cardinals cap from the 1943 World Series, and then was worn for 25 successful World War II bombing missions by his son, Billy Southworth Jr. And then Billy Southworth Jr. ended up dying in a plane crash later on in a training mission. I didn't even realize that. I thought he had made it through the whole thing. And, you know, I had read a book. They made a movie about it. I don't remember the book, but it was about a guy who was a pilot in World War II, and he crashed and had to survive for days and was in a Japanese prison camp, all this. But to make a long story short, I guess there were tons of training mission crashes by pilots during that time frame where they'd go out on these planes and there were crashes, almost as many crashes on the training missions as guys were shot down. So I guess it wasn't that unusual that it would happen, but here you make it through all these 25 missions and then you die in a training mission. Pretty
doesn't seem right somehow.
Yeah, pretty sad story and a pretty neat item. Now, Bill, did you say this was a relative that this came from, or who did this come from, the hat?
Well, it came from a gentleman in New Jersey. I believe he acquired it through a family member at some point. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I can't imagine that this thing has changed too many hands from the family to this point.
That's going to be interesting to see what it does, a $10,000 minimum bid on that one. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. A lot of that cool type factor in the Huggins and Scott auctions, and you're going to be bringing some of the more wow factor items with you on display at the National in Rosemont then, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. We've got probably several hundred items that we're going to have on display of the about 1,100 or so items that are in the auction. And, yeah, they'll be there for people to play touchy-feely with. So,
they'll be able to look at them. If they like them, they can. If they haven't already signed up to bid with you, they can sign up to bid then, or if they want to, or just check things out that way. Now,
we actually will be accepting live bids at the National. We do that every year.
Very good. Now, Jeff, I've got this on Twitter. Jeff stopped by yesterday. A couple of weeks ago I was talking about this. I put a picture of it up on Twitter. Jeff's father was the dentist for the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team during the, I think, 80s and into the 90s. And in 1984, the USA men's basketball Olympic team played an exhibition game at the Mecca Arena in Milwaukee. And Jeff's father, who was the dentist, got a team-signed basketball. That was the team that had Michael Jordan on it. So it's an early Michael Jordan signature. When you first see it, you think, oh, that can't be Michael. But that was his early signature. And, Bill, he dropped this off now for the November Huggins and Scott auction, along with a Jordan rookie. And he has a letter with it from his father, who was the dentist, explaining the background of it. Now, that type of stuff, that helps. When you post that item, will you have a copy of the letter that people can see? Does that help with bidding when somebody has something like that for provenance?
Oh, that's countless provenance, really. I mean, as far as, I'm sure we will scan that letter and have it on the website for people to view and read, and they'll probably even transcribe it into the description as well.
Okay, very good. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on normally 7 to 8 every Sunday morning, but we're on till 9 this morning. And we're giving away a kind of a different prize package this week. Now, the winner at the end of the show, Vince will do the drawing for the winner. And the winner has to email Vince at ERC Delivery, and ERC Delivery will deliver free of charge to your door. And you're going to want to do this quickly if you win, because one of the parts of this prize package is two general admission tickets to the National Sports Collectors Convention, which is this week, Wednesday through Sunday. These are good for any day of the show, general admission tickets. So that's good. In addition to that, we're giving away a Contenders football blaster box, which has at least one autograph in it, sometimes two autographs. And I put a picture up. My Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. I posted a picture 2 days ago of this program. We're giving away a 1965 College All-Stars versus Cleveland Browns official program. It's a neat program. I don't know how many pages. It's not just like a skinny four-page thing. It's a big, thick program. So it's a interesting prize package this week. So if you tweet me an item at T Crown Tom and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. Or if you call 312-332-3776, you'll get in the drawing for that prize package. And we have Superman Todd on the line. What do you have, Superman Todd? What is new with you?
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, we haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on?
Not too much. Did some yard sailing and stuff over the past week, and I picked up a 1965 Philadelphia Green Bay Packers team set and Bears team set. All cards are in pretty decent shape. They would grade. They'd probably grade about a 7.
Very nice.
In a yard sale? Nice.
Yeah. I don't know where.
What yards are you shopping
Superman
in?
Superman Todd must be in a high rent district going to these things.
It was up in Lake Bluff.
Really? Wow. Okay. Well, now, Bill, 7s probably wouldn't at this time. Maybe some of those Packers would be worth getting graded. What year were they?
65.
So that's not Butkus Sears. That's the year before Butkus Sears rookies?
Yeah, that's the year before that.
Yeah. I think those would be items to give a really good deal to Tom at T Crown Tom. I don't think those would be, maybe the Packers, I don't know, that wouldn't be enough for a lot for you, would it be, Bill?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing that, Todd, there's probably, 8 or 10 or 12 guys in each of the sets, or?
Including the team card and the team play card, I think it's like 12 or 13 in each one.
Yeah.
Sometimes those team cards can be pretty good, actually.
Well, I'm going to the National Saturday. I'll swing them by and let you take a look at them, Bill.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I mean, if you could get 7s across the board or even mostly 7s on them, especially, I mean, the best card in the whole group is probably the Jim Brown from the Cleveland part of it.
Well, he didn't have Cleveland. It was Packers and Bears, I think.
Packers and Bears.
Yeah.
Oh, Packers and Bears. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Yeah, bring them by. Like I said, if you know, I'm sure you've still got Bart Starr in there. And
yeah, Nitschke.
Quite a few Hall of Famers from the Packers.
Horning and Taylor.
Yeah. I don't know how many Bear Hall of Famers were in that set. Yikes.
I wish I would have got there earlier. They had the Browns team set with, like, Warfield and Brown and stuff like that. But somebody, I don't know why the guy maybe didn't see these two, but the guy a little while before me found the Browns team set, and he bought that, and I don't know why he didn't buy these two. But
Superman Todd tried a rolling tackle. As
what did you pay for those, Superman?
He's not telling, I bet.
No, I'll tell you. It's not. $20 each team set.
Oh, nice. That ain't bad. I'll give you $22.50. All right. I have a feeling I'm not going to be getting those. I'd like to have Bears and Packers. I mean, Bears are obviously popular, but I sell a lot of Green Bay stuff at T-Crown.
Yep.
So, Bill, if you don't think you want them, send them over to T-Crown, but tell them to be nice to me when he brings them over. Okay, so the bidding starts tomorrow, July 27th, on the Huggins and Scott August auction. Go to HugginsandScott.com. You can see previews of all the items. Here's a biggie, Bill. Another $10,000 minimum bid on this thing. 1911 T205 Gold Borders Near Master Set. 221 of the 222 cards. SGC graded, all of them. Highest SGC grade average. Over 94% are judged VGX4 or better. This includes guys like Vince's guy, Ty Cobb. We were just talking about Ty Cobb before the show. We'll get to that later. Yeah. Cy Young, Christy Mathewson, Frank Chance, Joe Tinker, Walter Johnson, and, of course, the one and only Miller Huggins is in that set, Bill.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see where that set falls. I mean, being the number one SGC set, that's quite an accomplishment to put that together.
That's pretty big. That's going to be some money. Now, you probably have that Miller Huggins card, too, don't you?
I do, actually. Yeah. I'm sure. I don't know.
Very good. He has it. We knew it. Okay, so go to HugginsandScott.com, and you can check that out. I tweeted a question to Upper Deck last week. You know, with Jordan Spieth doing so well, I asked them if they'd had a product coming out soon or if they were working on a product where they would have Jordan Spieth autographs and memorabilia. And they tweeted back, they're definitely looking into it. So at first I thought, that seems like a we'll see to me, which means no.
As a dad, we know those things. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe later.
That's right. Yeah, that's usually no, don't bother me.
Yes.
But they said definitely, so maybe they will. They got to get Jordan Spieth in there. If they're going to do a golf product at this point, Jordan Spieth's got to be in
it. Now, are they the only company that has the golf rights?
Well, I don't know if there even are rights like that, like with the other things, but they're the only ones that have been doing golf, and they do a good job with golf. So
it has to be pretty successful. I mean, this stuff flew off the shelves last year when they came out with that.
Right. When they do that SP Game Use golf with a lot of the big memorabilia pieces and a lot of autographs, it's...
I found a Jay Haas yesterday in their product.
Yeah. Well, doesn't Jay Haas have relatives?
He's got a son.
Yeah, what happened with that
son? Not sure. He may have missed the cut a couple weeks ago.
You know, speaking of him, by the way, he was my pick that week. But I've been doing better now. But speaking of this, I'm like, sometimes I really just think that when it comes to me and when I'm making a pick, I just don't know what I'm doing because... What am I thinking?
I see nothing. I know nothing.
How many times did I say, if I make a pick, I'm never going to change it again?
Yep.
Remember I told you this week I had Brooks Koepka?
Yes.
And I changed
it. You changed him to Chad Campbell.
Which it seemed like a good move. Yep. I think Koepka passed Chad Campbell yesterday.
Yeah, what? I think so.
I never learned.
My guy Furyk is zooming up this
He's
standing,
moving
so
up, yeah. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he came up there.
So that can help me.
We're already time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 9 today. The second hour, Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs will be on with us. But give us a call. We've got a great prize package, and we've got a lot of time today, so we'll be able to get to the calls. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. If you'd like to join our proud advertisers, please call Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading, 630-357-7707. Again, that's Tom Morgan at 630-357-7707. Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding at Huggins & Scott's next auction begins on July 27th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event. Or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
David Gilmour.
How I wish you were here.
The voice and guitar of Pink Floyd. Live. Returning to Chicago for the first time in 10 years. Second show added April 4th, United Center. Tickets on sale Monday, July 27th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, let me guess what you want. You want a truck where safety is first and foremost. One built with a high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy body that's up to 700 pounds lighter. That handles better than ever. That stops quicker when it has to. And has the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, on all 4 sides, for every cab configuration. Oh, you want the most towing and the most payload too, right? That about cover it? That's all you want? Everything? Okay, you want the long bed or the short bed? This is the Ford F-150, and this changes everything.
Towing when properly equipped with available 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Payload when properly equipped with available 5.0-liter V8 4x2. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG, 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary. Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation's new car assessment program, safercar.gov.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We are back. We had our own little conversation going here. It's like, oh, yeah, wait, we're doing a radio show. Hold on a second. We better get here. Bill, you there?
We almost missed that one.
Yeah, I'm talking about this. I've got this group of things that I'm going to be talking about that's all going to lead into one to the next. Before we get to that, Vince, you had something you wanted to ask Bill about the hat.
Yeah, Bill, on that St. Louis cap, the Southworth hat, there looks like there's some straps on top of the hat. What's that all about? What was that used for?
Some straps?
Yeah, it's like a strap and a clip on the top of the cap.
And something on the back,
too. Well, I know
too.
There's a couple of little medals on it as far as, like, little insignias and stuff of pins that he had put on it over the years.
Gotcha. Hmm.
Okay, yeah, boy, that's a cool hat. That's
that
going to be
absolutely interesting. Absolutely.
And then what I was talking about here, this is an incredibly rare circa 1870s baseball team full plate tintype. This is just like a group of 9 guys in the 1870s. It's like, hey, have you guys heard about this baseball? Let's go out and give it a try. You know, a great picture. Now, do you have a little background in this whole tintype thing, Bill, as far as the production of this photo?
Well, that was one of the, you know, back in the primitive days of printing photos and stuff, which is where this came from. It was one of the processes that they used back then in order to transfer the image onto something that you could see. And the unique part about this is the size of it. Most of the ones that you see are much smaller than this. They're in the 2x4, 3x5 size range, and this thing is much bigger than that, which is kind of unusual. I don't know if it was the process of blowing up a picture to that size and still having some clarity to it that was the reason that you didn't see more of the large size ones. But this is, other ones have turned up, you know, assorted tin type things, but this is very unusual to see one this big.
Yeah, it looks like it's very clear, you know, the photo, too. You can really make things out.
That's amazing.
Now, that made me think, for whatever reason, I don't even know what made me. You know, sometimes where my brain goes, I have no idea. But
no comment.
Okay, the Cubs, it was in the 1870s, which maybe got me thinking about this, but the Cubs' first National League game was actually April 25th. 1876.
Wow.
They were known as the White Stockings at the time, which is kind of weird. But that was actually exactly 2 months before Custer's last stand. Now, I had thought in the past that the Cubs played on the day of Custer's last stand, but when I was double-checking things, it sounds like that was on a Sunday, and nobody played any games that day. I swear I read something in the past that they did play, but I don't think they did play on that exact day. But they did play their first National League game exactly 2 months before Custer's last stand. Isn't
that amazing?
When you think about
amazing.
It, that's going on in the country, and they're playing baseball in other parts of the country. Yep. And
did the Cubs have any involvement in Custer's last stand? Or were they?
It never ends.
The pot shots.
There might have been something. They were trying to get some of the memorabilia. I don't know what was going on, but. Also, the tie-in here, but we're getting to it.
There is a tie-in, isn't there?
You know who the president was at that time in 1876? And I'm going to have, Vince, you're going to have to check this, but I hope this is right. If not, it ties into an item. It was Ulysses S. Grant.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, of course, Mike from Chicago consigned his Ulysses S. Grant 2008 Upper Deck Signs of History card number 4 of 6 with the cut signature autograph of Ulysses Grant, and that's in the Huggins and Scott auction.
Really?
With the bidding beginning tomorrow. And like I was saying last week, the good part about Ulysses Grant is not only presidential collectors, but also Civil War collectors want Ulysses Grant stuff because he was a big general during the Civil War. And now the Civil War brings us to our second hour guest, is going to be Kevin Hefner of Historic Autographs. His company is coming out, and we're going to ask him about this to give more details, but with a Civil War product, I think it's going to be coming out in October. And the stuff they're going to, I think he's going to have full documents in there signed by Civil War era guys. I mean, that's going to be really cool. So Kevin will be on to help us answer questions the second hour. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9 o'clock this morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we've got an interesting prize package we're giving away. A 1965 college all-star football game program. 2 tickets to the National Sports Collectors Convention any one day this week. It goes from Wednesday through Sunday. And a 2015 Contenders Football Blaster Box, which has at least 1 football autograph.
Maybe two.
It says two, but, you know, actually Dane and Dave were saying yesterday they only got 1 in their box. They contacted Panini, and they got a second autograph sent to them.
Really?
And it was the 9th overall pick in the draft, so they were pretty happy about that. So give us a call, 312-332-3776 with a question about your collectibles, and you'll get in that drawing. Or you can tweet me an item at TCrownTom, and if we use that item, tweet me a picture of it. If we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing also. Brian from Streamwood is on the line. What do you have there, Brian?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Great.
I got 4 pairs of Bulls shoes from the 93 season. I got Jordan, Pippen, Grant, and Will Perdue, all signed, full sets of both.
Wow, and game-worn shoes.
Yeah, game-worn shoes.
Very nice. Now, how do you have authentication with that? And, Bill, if he has authentication, or what would you need? Would you want to auction those, and what would you need for authentication?
Well, a lot of times they're tough to get authenticated as far as shoes go, unless you can photo match them. I don't know, Brian, if you have any have done any research in trying to photo match these from the game.
No, I haven't done any research on them all. I just I've had them in the cardboard box in the garage, and I just figured it's time to.
Didn't you work for the Bulls during that
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I worked for the Bulls for 10 years. Yeah.
Now, would he included that letter? I mean, does that help?
Absolutely. Yeah, Brian. If you decide you'd like us to sell those for you, you're certainly letters from you about each pair of those would be, you know, priceless as far as provenance goes to our bidders.
Yeah. I was going to bring them down to the national show this week and get them authenticated because I don't have the autograph. You know, they were handed to me personally by each player and just signed right in front of me. And
wow.
Ever since then, they've been sitting in, like I said, sitting in my garage.
Well, Bill, what booth are you going to, where are you going to be at the national? Do you know where you're going to be located?
Yes, our booth is in the second row right as you walk in the door. You can't miss our lit up sign. We're actually at booth numbers 1012 is our booth number.
Okay.
And we'll be happy to meet with you, Brian. And if it's something that you'd like to include in our auction, we can certainly take care of the autograph authentication fees for you as far as getting that done at a special rate rather than you doing it yourself.
Oh, okay. And then so just walk in the show with them in a bag and bring them to you.
Yeah,
bring it to our booth. You'll see the big Huggins and Scott lit up display, and I'll be there. My son be there. My auction coordinator Josh, and we'll be happy to. I'd love to see him first of all, and everything, and you know, kind of talk to you about a little bit more about how you got him and everything. But no, those would be great.
It's kind of cool because they're unique. Like Scotty's are smeared a little bit because they were still wet. He just took them off his feet, and they're still sweaty when he signed them. So there's like. You can see how it's kind of smeared a little bit from the sweat, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that is neat.
I think that adds character to it.
Yeah.
And then Michael's is just signed with a ballpoint pen because I'm standing by him. It was the last game at a regular season of 93 when they were still wearing whites before they went to the blacks. And I had been asking them all year, and it was the last game. Finally, you just looked down and said, take those.
You know, now, Bill, should he write something up for you about this whole story, write as much down as he can remember?
Well, they would not be until our November auction, so we would have plenty of time to kind of formulate a letter with the verbiage that would be, you know, prudent to what these things are as far as their history goes.
All right, very okay. good.
Also, I have pictures of myself with the players. Does that help?
Absolutely, 100%.
Sure doesn't hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, and
yeah.
You know, if you were out to dinner with them, anything you have helps, definitely. All right, well, good. Look up Bill Huggins at the National Wednesday through Sunday.
I'll be there Wednesday night.
All right, and who knows, maybe you'll win the drawing for the tickets. That's part of the prize package today.
If Brian decides to do this, we can certainly be mentioning those on the upcoming shows leading up to the auction.
Oh, yeah, any type of Chicago-oriented stuff like that where it's such a cool item, that for sure, if it's going in the November auction, we'd talk about it on the air.
All right, sounds great,
very
guys.
Good,
appreciate
Brian.
It.
Dave from Naperville's on the line. What's new, Dave? What do you have?
Well, we just recently got a consignment of over 1,200 baseball cards, vintage from 1954 through 59. So I'm in the middle of some major stuff. There's multiple Mantles, Williams, Clementis, Aarons. And the question comes up, as they're all in generally good condition, what is the best way to determine when to slab a card at what value level? And I need some people to look at this, which I'm going to do at the show next week. I'm used to using auctioneers because I do a lot of collectibles and other fields, primarily coins and stamps. That's my first question. I guess the best way, being as I'm in the middle of sorting all these things, are you best just sorting them into the folders that hold 9 cards and don't have any PVC in them, or do you leave them loose and keep them by year and let somebody?
Well, Bill Huggins is the best guy to answer your questions on this because they specialize in selling that type of lot.
Okay.
So, Bill, why don't you Go ahead, fire away, answer his questions.
Yeah, I mean, they're honestly, the best protection for a card is another card. I mean, if you've got these things in just in cardboard boxes or the, you know, shoe boxes or whatever, that's fine. They're not going to get beat up anymore. If you were to bring them to the show and bring them to our booth, we'd be happy to review them with you as far as answering your other question as to which one should you submit for grading. I mean, it's just it would be highly unlikely that every single one of them would be worthwhile to submit for grading, but there again, I'm not looking at them. And, but well, certainly the key cards, you were mentioning the Mantles, the Clementes, the Williams, the, all those cards, boy, as long as they're going to grade fives or better, they're worth submitting. Some of the lesser priced cards, you're going to need eights or nines on, but that's what we do for our clients is review that. And, you know, it's sort of, you don't, we try and advise them, don't spend the money to turn a $12 card into a $20 card, but if you can turn a $40 card into a $200 card, you're going to do it all day long.
Right. Well, you mentioned lower grading fees, if I heard you right. What is the going rate now? I haven't done cards.
You know, Dave, we're coming up. Dave, we're coming up to a break here. Do you want to hang on till after the break, or call back later?
That's fine. No,
okay,
I'll hang on.
It's time for a short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're usually on 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. This week we're on till 9, so we got plenty of time to get your calls in. And at 8, Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs will be joining us. So hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
The much-anticipated 2015 Historic Autographs Originals 1909 to 1912 Diamond Edition is now live. Only 610 boxes were made, so get to your local hobby shops now. For those awaiting the 2015 Historic Autographs Civil War Appomattox release, it has been moved to fall 2015 to make sure there are plenty of high-end autographs. Historic Autographs. Come see us at the National Card Convention, booth number 646 in the corporate area. Huggins & Scott Auctions is now accepting premier sports and Americana items for their event of the year. Be part of the August 2015 Masterpiece Auction. Hundreds of highlight pieces on display, waiting for exceptional bids. The National Convention in Rosemont, Illinois, happens July 29th through August 2nd. If you have anything that you think will fit into this high-end auction, please contact Huggins & Scott online at HugginsAndScott.com or over the phone at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Hey guys, it's Sylvie. See my friend Eddie Deppin at Liberty Mazda in Libertyville. He'll have you driving a new Mazda CX-5 or what I drive, a CX-9 with 0% financing. Yep, he'll get you into a new 2015 Mazda CX-9 with 0% for 63 months. And my guy Eddie pays huge for those trade-ins. Bring in yours and let Eddie give you his best offer and tell them that Sylvie sent you. Liberty Mazda on Route 176 in Libertyville. $1,587 per thousand finance with zero down in lieu of rebates with approved credit on select models.
Quaker State would rather help run your engine than run some ad. So we're going to keep our yap shut so you can listen to the sweet sound of your own engine. Listen to that Minx purr. Oh, the glory. Yep, nothing gets our motor running like all this motor running. Because that's what Quaker State is really all about. Protecting your engine so it runs for the long haul. Now get your vroom vroom on over to your local Meijer for savings on Quaker State motor oil.
Phillies. Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo look to power the Cubs past the Phillies. Catch all the action right here on ABC 7. Today at 1, only on ABC 7, your new home for Cubs baseball.
The biggest name in sports, the unique Chicago personalities, the most complete coverage on air and online. This is why more Chicago sports fans choose us. We are ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
As a Subway sandwich artist, I can help make great subs even greater. So I'm psyched for our new guacamole.
I can tell you that it's made with Haas avocado, a hint of garlic, onion, and jalapeno. That it's cool and tasty on any of our toasty melts. Or I can just give it to you on any outrageously tasty sub and let that do the talking. Come try our new guacamole on your sub. It's the real deal, and it's at Subway right now. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on for an extra hour today, so we're on till 9 a.m. Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call if you have a question. And we have a great prize package. It's a different type of package this week. A 1965 College All-Star Football Program, which I posted a picture of this on Twitter earlier this week. T. Crown Tom's my Twitter idea. Neat program. We've got a Contenders Football Blaster Box with at least one autograph. And we're giving away two tickets to the National Sports Collectors Convention, which is this week. And Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott will be there set up. And Dave from Naperville is on the line. He was on before the break talking about a collection that he's got some questions for Bill Huggins on it. So continue on for a couple more minutes here, Dave. You've got some stuff you're thinking to get graded. Are you going to stop by Bill Huggins' booth at the National with him?
Well, there's two things we're going to do. First, I work with another auctioneer that crosses over into coins, so I'll be seeing him, and that's set up. But I did some work with Huggins a long time ago on a Chicago Blackhawks program, and he might remember it. It didn't sell. It was 1974 with the Canadians. So I thought I would see him because I see him active in the business around here. The key, I think, is how much money to spend on slabbing, because the outcomes are not always certain.
And that's where Bill Huggins is the expert on that, where they can look at your items and figure out which cards exactly to get graded. So stop by and see Bill. Or Bill, yeah. Let's see, now normally during the week they could call Huggins and Scott 301-608-0355. But Bill will be at the National Convention here this week. So stop by and see him there, and hopefully they can boy, that would be any time you've got 50 stuff with a lot of different Mickey Mantle cards. That's the right up your wheelhouse, right, Bill?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Dave, our booth number is 1012. We're kind of right inside the front door in about the second row. You can't miss our lit-up display. And if you'd like to stop by, I'd be happy to sit down and meet with you and review the collection and come up with a game plan for you.
Very good. Nick from Sandwich is on the line. What do you have there, Nick?
Hi, yes. I have a lithograph of a painting. It's called Ultimate Running Backs. It's got about 22 different running backs, all hand-signed. Some of the running backs are Thurman Thomas, Eric Dickerson, Tony Dorsett, Gale Sayers.
Wow, so it's a lithograph of all these guys, and all 22 are on the lithograph, and all 22 signed it?
Yes.
Wow, is it numbered? Is there a certain amount? Like, did they do 100, or how many did they do?
I'm not too sure. My grandpa gave it to me.
Is Peyton on there?
Peyton passed away before they painted it.
Wow. That's too bad, but it sounds like you got a good group on that. Have you ever run that type of, that would be a good one actually to send us a picture of that, and we could talk about it. But Bill, have you ever run that type of an item with a lithograph with that many different running backs that were on it and signed it?
Well, there again, I think you asked some good questions as far as is it signed and is it numbered. I would almost guess that it is, unless it's an original painting or an original drawing. Down in the corner, it would probably say, 27 of 100 or something along that nature, Nick. And, depending on who's on it, that would be a great item for our auction.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to see it. So are you going to be able to make it to the National? Or if you're in the area, if you want to bring it by Triple Crown in Naperville, I could take a picture of it and send it to Bill And then I could ship it to them, too, if it's something you think you want to auction if you can't make it to the National.
I won't be able to make it, but maybe I'll send a picture or something.
Yeah, that'll work, and then we could go from there.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Roy from Hammond, Indiana. What's new in Hammond there, Roy?
Oh, I just got off of work, and I was catching your program on the drive home from Bridgeview, Illinois.
What type of work do you do?
I work in the slitting steel.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You work nights, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I work nights. The company's growing, so they put a bunch of us on nights because we got to keep up with the orders for our customers.
Okay. Is this the first time you heard the show?
No. Actually, I've heard the show several times, but I came into possession of something that I believe is, you know, it's sports related, and it might be worth something. And I was just wanted to inquire to see how much it could be worth.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's a metal X-ray etching for Chicago Tribune. The first run when the White Sox won the World Series. So it's a metal plate that's X-rayed, and it's a master copy when they ran the newspaper front page when the White Sox won the World Series from the Chicago Tribune. That's the plate that they used to run the copy.
So basically the printing plate of that.
Correct. The metal printing plate, correct.
Now, how big is it? Is it a full page size or just a photo size?
It's the full page. It's the full page. It's probably 18 inches in length and probably about 9 inches in width.
Is it real heavy?
It's, you know what? It's a light gauge stainless. It's a light gauge stainless steel that the plate is made of. And as far as I know, there's none. I've been searching the internet. There's none that have been available to the general public. And I possess one.
Now, Bill, is that something you think you'd want to auction, or is that more for a Chicago store to sell?
Well, I'll tell you, we'd have to kind of get it a little more checked out. What Roy seems to be describing is something that back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, a lot of the newspaper companies did this, where they would make up these. They look like they're on a thin stock metal, and they look like a production proof thing, but it's actually not. The original one would be on a very thick stock type thing that they would have to feed it. They're loaded into a machine, and I don't know whether I'd have to see it to tell you, but Roy, I have a funny feeling this could be one of those things that they sold in the lobbies of the newspaper around the time that it was done. I know there's ones from Baltimore when Cal Ripken did it. There's ones from Washington, D.C. when the Redskins won. I've seen ones from the Phillies and the Eagles from our area and different ones. So you just kind of have to be sure. I mean, I like the fact you said you haven't been able to find any, but based on what you described, it doesn't sound like it's the original production plate.
Okay.
How did you come across it? Were you actually at the Tribune when you got it, or how did you come across it?
No, actually, there's a little rivalry going on with the guy. He's a Cub fan, and I'm a White Sox fan.
Okay.
And we made a little side bet of exchanging T-shirts on who wins the Crosstown Classic this year. And he said, well, you're a Sox fan. I've worked at the Tribune for 20-some years and retired. He goes, I have this plate sitting at the house, and I don't like the White Sox, so I'm just going to give it to you.
Well, there you go.
So that's how I acquired it.
Did he say how he acquired it?
Well,
we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Well, he worked for the Tribune, and he said that he was friends with the lead pressman.
With the lead pressman, okay. Huh.
Yep, that printed the paper that evening or that day or whatever day it was. And then so he gave a couple out to, you know, some of his, I guess, favorite coworkers, and then.
So, Bill, what do you need, a picture of it to be able to tell if it's something you'd want to auction or any more?
Oh, yeah, I'd almost have to see it and see what type of stock it's on. But it sounds like something, Roy, that, it, what may have happened is they may not have printed a lot of these. Maybe the production person that you were friends with or who had the thing done, maybe they only did four or five of these things. But I doubt that what you have is the original thing, though, because it would just be gigantic in size and weight. But still, if it's something okay. that they didn't produce a bunch of and sell in the lobby of the thing, you still got a rare item there.
Is there any way you could, is it, how heavy is it?
Oh, it's very light. It's probably between, it's probably about 18 to 20 ounces.
Well, would you be able to bring it by the National and show it to Bill this week? In Rosemont?
Probably
not.
What days?
It's Wednesday through Sunday, the National Sports Collectors Convention in Rosemont. If you look up Google that, you know, they'll have the hours of it. Bill Huggins and Huggins and Scott Auctions will have more than one booth with a big display there of items that they're going to be having in their August auction. So if you can bring it there and show Bill, then Bill, you'd be able to tell him for sure whether you'd want to auction it or not, right?
Oh, 100%. If he can't get by the show, he could certainly bring it into your store, and we could get an access from there. Sure.
Yeah, I could. All I would need is an address, and I could stop in at the Rosemont area. Sure.
All right. Yeah. Well, Google National Sports Collectors Convention 2015, and they'll have all the details, the hours, and
yeah,
all that.
It's at the Rosemont Convention Center on River Road.
Yeah, right by O'Hare Airport. You know, speaking of the White Sox, I got an email from Mark, and he says he listens to the show, and he had two questions. He wanted to know what a signed Luke Appling baseball is worth. Surprisingly, less than you would think, like $30 to $50. And then he wanted tickets to that. If anybody wants these, I do still have tickets to the Under Armour All-America baseball game at Wrigley Field on August 15th, Saturday, August 15th. It's high school All-Americans. You get your run of Wrigley Field, free tickets. So stop by Triple Crown in Naperville if you need any of them. And it also made me think a couple people brought in those White Sox replica World Series rings that they gave out at White Sox Park last week. Those things were incredibly nice. This was the nicest replica ring I've ever seen that was given away at a game. It was heavy. It was big. I have a couple of replica Bulls rings from the 90s that they gave away at a game that looked like they came out of a Cracker Jack box. These replica White Sox rings were really nice. I mean, I bet they're still going $50 to $100 on eBay. They were last week when we looked, but they're really good quality. I really give them credit for doing that. Now, you can also tweet me items. I've gotten a couple items here that people are tweeting to me. Mark on Twitter says, this is interesting, Bill. I don't know if you would have ever had this or not. He has a collection of Heisman Trophy winner autographs on baseballs as a part of his Americana collection. 45 baseballs.
Wow.
Have you ever run Heisman Trophy winner baseballs signed as a collection?
I don't know that we have. I mean, I know we have a tremendous audience for baseball signed by famous people who were not baseball players. That's a big, big growing collectible part of our people, whether it's signed by other athletes or famous movie stars or famous politicians of that nature, any type of, you know, military type, you know, famous people. But no, that would be a tremendous collection as far as 45 different Heisman Trophy winners. We've sold, I think, Heisman Trophy winners signed lithos and signed helmets, but not single signed baseballs. That would be quite unique.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, if you don't know what to get signed by any celebrity, get a baseball signed. Yep. It makes a great collection, and there will always be value to it. Presidents, basketball players, golfers. You know, golf balls, to me, don't look that great when they're signed. They're so little.
They're too small to have the character of a signature really pronounced.
Yeah, you can't even tell. Yep. And with the ridges and everything, I'd much rather have a signed baseball than a golf ball of a golfer. Jordan Spieth, wouldn't you want to have a Jordan Spieth baseball?
Yeah, I'll bet you that would be several $100 right now. I think in this auction, though, we do have a group of, I think it's 8 or 10 or 12 signed baseballs. I know in the group it includes Robin Williams and Tom Cruise.
Wow.
And several other guys. It's a group of like 10 or 12 of them that JSA loved every single one of them, and they've each got their own little certs, I think, and that should be a very highly sought-after group.
Now, that's a lot that you're selling, correct?
Yep, it's a group of 10 or 12 of them.
Okay.
That's in this current auction. I'm not sure what lot number it is or exactly how many, but they could certainly go to our site and look up, you know, signed baseballs. If you typed in Tom Cruise signed baseball, that would take you right to the lot.
Yeah.
I know he's a...
Very good. That sounds like a great lot. Okay, next we've got Jim waiting on the line patiently from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What do you have there, Jim?
I have two things. I have a big picture. It's probably 2 foot by 3 foot of Brett Favre when he's about maybe 24 years old, and he's sitting above a bunch of cheeses.
Okay.
How appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, it's an Ed Cheese Company advertisement.
Okay.
And it's signed, and I don't know if it's really his signature.
Well, how did you get it?
In a
cheese giveaway? You were just eating cheese, and there it was? How did you get it?
No. It was laying in this old store.
Okay.
And, also, I've got a...
Well, wait a minute. Let's get... You were in an old store. Was the store still open? And just this Favre-signed cheese photo was there?
Yeah, it was just this old junk store. And
okay.
It was laying in a corner.
Okay. But
and
you're not... It might be stamped, I take it. You think, you're not sure if it's really
stamped. No, it's not stamped. It's actually ink.
Okay. Well...
It's actually ink.
Now, Bill, does cheese in the photo add any value or subtract from a Favre signature?
Well, I don't know. I kind of...
It's an old advertisement photo.
Oh, it's an advertisement. So, yeah, maybe...
From a cheese company.
Maybe that helps, huh? Is it an original photo?
Yeah, it's an advertisement photo from a cheese company, and he's sitting there, and he's got, like, a piece of cheese in his hand, like...
I'm guessing it's a poster. The two foot by 3 foot is the standard 24 by 36 advertising poster size.
Is that the size?
Yeah, it's probably a poster.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing a few of them on eBay.
It's got a whole bunch of the company's cheeses underneath. I don't think it's a poster. Well, it might be a poster.
You know, I see a bunch of them on eBay right now. Actually, it's a pretty cool pic of Brett Favre with the Green Bay helmet and all these cheeses all around him. So
really? What are they asking?
They're asking for $10.
Oh,
you know?
So that's not
so
really signed. It's just a stamp thing.
But
there.
A very cool picture.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I can just taste the cheese right now.
Aged cheddar.
Well,
you know?
Thanks for the call. I guess, you know, it's a neat item. Now,
I also got a life-size stand-up. A Brett Favre with a piece of corn in his hand like a football.
Okay. I like that, too. I'd say if it's one of those cardboard stand-ups, those are like $20 to $30. Do you collect anything of athletes actually playing their sport, or are they always eating?
Or just with food.
Athletes with food. Now, that's a whole new collection. I've never thought of that, but that's a whole new one.
Yeah, and that's signed by him, too.
Okay.
The life-size stand-up.
Okay. Yeah, so that's probably, most of those are stamped, so that's probably stamped 20 or 30.
Oh, no, that's the ink thing, too. Well, no, I really think it's an actual signature.
Okay.
And then, because I also got helmets signed by him, mini helmets signed by him. And,
oh, I see. Okay. So actually, yeah, you have a very nice Brett Favre signed collection then.
Yeah, and I also got...
Do you think Aaron Rodgers has a chance to be better through his career than Favre, or do you think Favre's like the guy?
Well, no, I think Aaron Rodgers is actually a better quarterback, but not as exciting.
Yeah. Favre
Nobody
was
will ever be as exciting as Brett Favre.
Well, you know, Brett Favre. It's never just Favre. It's always Brett Favre.
Yes.
Bill, now, actually, if he has all these different Favre-signed items, you'd be willing to auction these as a lot, wouldn't you, if they really were all signed?
Certainly just need to get him authenticated.
Yeah.
If he's interested in selling them, absolutely.
Are you thinking of selling them?
A bunch of the stuff I've got is authenticated.
Oh, very good. Are you thinking of selling them in an auction?
I'm thinking of it because I'm getting old and I'm 70 and my son passed away, and that's who I was going to give them to.
That's too bad. All right.
Yeah, we could bring them by your store, Tom. That would be a great thing for you to preview.
Yeah, I'm about
I've also got a bunch of other Packers stuff signed, Leroy Butler and the Poland Guards from the 60s and
Wow. Okay,
Kramer
sounds like a nice
Kramer
collection.
It does. Yeah, any
and Horning and
is your collection all Packers signed stuff then? So you think this would make like a giant lot, a giant signed Packer lot for you, Bill?
Well, it could be more than one lot. It just depends on what all it is. Yeah.
Well, Jim, you're probably
My other stuff is authenticated to the Packer, all the other Packer signings. Ron Kramer and Fuzzy Thurston and Leroy Butler and...
Well, Jim, you're probably about a 90-minute drive, I would think, to Naperville if you ever want to bring them into Naperville. That would probably be too much to bring into the Sports Collectors Convention, but check with me, Triple Crown in Naperville, 630-357-7707. If you think you want to auction them with Huggins and Scott Auctions, we'll get it going for you. We could get it going as early as November. It's already time for it's just a
the
break now.
Gone, yes.
I know our regular show would be ending right now, but don't disappear, callers that are waiting. We're on another hour here. Not only are we on another hour, but we have Kevin Hefner from Historic Autograph Company will be on with us to help answer questions about autographs and other collectibles. So we've got a great show going. We've got lots of prizes to give away, and we're on for another hour. So hang in there. We'll be right back.